When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Right now, it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff? Is it going to be creative?
Definitely creative. But let's go back. It's not the nephew right now. This is ready to love nephew Tommy. Okay, I need to put that on there. That's the ready to love.
Oh, you're switching nephew. Hats on us.
Okay. Yeah, but to keep it like that, because it's going down Friday night. So I want everybody to know it's going down Friday night.
Brand new season.
Ready to love, hosted by yours truly. So get ready for that hot, sexy all over the place. And who is the hottest sexy on the show?
We don't know yet. We haven't seen that.
Yeah. It's me.
You mean the host?
You talking about the host?
Yes.
Okay.
You know the hostess with the mostest. Hey.
I have to ask.
All right, let's go. Let me crack it up for you. We'll talk more about the show when we got it. It's a prank, but I want y'all to hear this because I got another dose of stupid for you. Today's title is Your Drunk Husband. Your Drunk Husband. Sound like a strawberry letter, don't it, Shirley? Your drunk husband who is not creative. All right. Let's go, Cat Dog.
Hello?
You got to hold on a minute, okay? All right. I got your phone. I'll give your wife a call.
Hello?
All right? Right now, you're inebriated, sir. Okay? Right now, I should be taking you in, but I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
You let me. If she's able to come and pick you up, I'll let her come get you. All right?
Hello?
Officer Brian's going to put you in his squad car. I'm going to call your wife. I've got the phone dialing now. All right? Okay.
Hello? Hello? Who is it?
Hello. Who am I speaking with, please?
Who is this?
This is Officer Daniel.
Officer Daniel, you just called from... This is my husband's number. Who is Officer Daniel?
I am Officer Daniels, ma'am. Your husband's actually been pulled over, and he's been... He's in another officer's car. He's a little bit inebriated here, and we're trying to see about getting him picked up. I'm trying my best not to take him in today, so I'm trying to be a good Samaritan. I'm trying to get someone to come and pick him up.
Hold on. Back up. You got my husband.
What I got here on the driver's license is Kenny.
And he's with you now.
He's actually in Officer Brian's squad car right now. So he was actually bobbing and weaving out on the road, and we pulled him over. He's not creating any problems. The young lady wasn't creating any problems. So what we're trying to do is get somebody to come and pick him up.
You have my husband, because my husband is at work, so he can't be in no Officer Brian or in your car. Back up. Did you say somebody's with Kenny?
There was a young lady in the car, ma'am. We're actually letting her go because she's not inebriated. She's calling somebody to pick her up now.
I can't believe this. Kenny, I know that dirty son got no back in my car. That's my car. And you said that he had, tell me this, officer, look at that and tell me what she looked like. It better not be that. Better not be the one I think she is.
I have no idea exactly. Excuse me, ma'am.
What
exactly is your name?
About in my car, he's supposed to be working.
I'm sorry? Jasmine?
Okay.
You're Jasmine. Okay. Stay there. We'll talk to you in a moment. Her name is Jasmine. I'm not sure who she is in relation to Kenny, but...
Keep him there. Hold him there till I get there. I'm on my way right now. Hey, Bridget, I want you to watch these children for me till I get back. I'm going to see if I can get me a ride up to the truck stop, and I'll be back in a minute.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm still here.
Are you there?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, ma'am, listen, I can't stay here too much longer. I can stay here maybe another 15, 20 minutes. Somebody come get the car. But I got to keep moving here. I'm just trying to do a favor and not take this guy in.
I'm on my way. I got my purse in my hand. I'm on my way to that truck stop. Please don't take that nowhere because I got something for his. And when I get there, I hope like hell it ain't that that's been calling you with me all through the night. Leave her there till I get there, because I got some things that I need to take care of this day. Don't move the squad car till I get there. I'm on my way right now. Right now, I'll be there in a minute. That took my car and picked up that today. We done had arguments over this. It better not be that. It better not. I bet you it better not be her. It better not be her. I'm on my way. I'll be there in a minute. I'll be there. Keep that till I get there.
Okay, well, D, now, there's a guy that was with Kenny. Let me close my door so you can hear me better, man. There was another gentleman that was in the back seat of the car that was riding with Kenny and the young lady.
I don't give a about no other riding with Kenny. You just make sure he's there when I get there.
Okay, okay. Now, do you know who this other gentleman? Do you know nephew Tommy?
I don't care about no nephew Tommy. Nephew Tommy.
Cynthia. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. Your husband, Kenny, got me to prank phone call you.
Man, you and Kenny can kiss. So let me tell you what was just going to happen to Kenny and Nephew Tommy. I was going to go down to Bankhead and 285 and tell him when he get home, he's still going to I'll be
Oh my God. You all right?
Oh my God. Nah, I'm gonna kick. Where you at, Tom?
Oh man, he told me, he said, man, my wife don't play. He said, call my wife, man, to prank my wife. You all right, Cynthia?
I'm good, Tom. I'm good. I'm good. But what for real though? He didn't work.
No, he didn't work. He in your car at work. He worked.
You better be at work.
Hey, baby, tell me this. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show. I don't know.
And there you have it.
You play too much.
Another home run hitter for you right there. Another home run hitter for you. All right? Your drunk hub. Okay. Your drunk hub.
That title is funny.
Remember, tune in Friday night. The Nephew is back again with an all-new season of Ready to Love. Think you're going to love it. I got some incredible and some sexies on this season. But yeah, the hottest and the sexiest of all of it is the host, of course. Okay, remember that.
No, we got to watch the episode first.
They got a new host.
No matter what.
Y'all got
the
new
host?
Did you hear Carla?
Got a new host. What?
Is it new one?
Ain't no new host.
Is Idris hosting it or something?
What's I'm hosting. What is you talking about? A new host?
You said sexy.
You don't never ask him, is it a new Family Feud host? You don't never ask that. Now you asking, is it a new host? Because I say, it's some sexy involved. What?
Because I don't lie to them.
I'm not lying.
And we don't have to ask him if it's a new host for Judge Steve.
Oh. I got to go call Will Pack and get my name on the title. I see now.
What you going to say? What's the title going to be now?
Well, let me think about it. Nephew Tommy's Ready to Love.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we are looking forward to the show, though. It should
And
be
are
good.
You looking forward to my sexy? That's all I'm asking.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.